the Wendy's Big Show. Leroy Butler, inventor of the Lambeau Leap.
Hey, I got to tell you a
quick All-American high school basketball player.
A real quick story before we get into your crazy Philbin idea.
I'm excited for this.
crazy Philbin stuff. So last night I ran into Leroy at a store. We happened just to... I almost hit him with Santa Fe Limited going into the parking lot. He was walking in front of the car. But outside of that, once he escaped that almost near-death experience with me driving... We got in the store, and we had run into each other or whatever else, and then we were going to check out, and I pull up to the checkout, and I didn't know if Leroy was still in the store, if he had left. I had no idea. And we're sitting there, and Jackson, 2-year-old, wants a hug from Leroy. So he's asking, where's Leroy? Hug Leroy. And Kay's like, I don't think he's in the store anymore. I'm like, you can see him tomorrow at work. Just chill out or whatever else. And this lady who was... or in the cash register, kind of looked up, and she's telling these people in front of us that she's just a huge sports fan, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got the Badgers game DVR'd and against Savannah State. Why? So she's all excited to go home and watch this, and this is her second job, and she's got a full-time job. She's going to be up at 5 a.m. for it, but she's going to, you know, grin and bear it and deal with it so she can watch Badgers Savannah State.
Yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if Leroy was in this line. Like, why is she talking about, like, how she knows all these sports to these people that were in front of us?
So that's sure how enough, you find out about people.
So sure enough, she was telling everybody that Leroy Butler was in her line is what was happening. Because then we got up there, and then because I heard her, I was like, Badge of Savannah State, you don't have to watch that tonight. You can go to sleep. Like, I mean, what you think happened, so don't even worry. You can just go to sleep.
Oh, did you ruin it for me? Right. Dude, Why would you do that?
I didn't tell her the score, and I was like, dude, it's a blowout. You know what happened. You don't have to watch that crap. Just
go to State.
Right, just go to sleep. You don't have to watch that. Just stop. So,
just ruin it for
right.
Me.
So, she's like, oh yeah, I'm just a huge sports fan, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, Leroy Butler was just in my line, and da-da-da-da.
Yeah, she was sweet.
She's like, I didn't want to bother him or whatever else, but... And when she said it, and I've been places with Leroy where it's psychotic and it's total madness. And he tells me something like, dude, it ain't gonna be like that. And it always is. But it's crazy. Like at that level, like, you know, you're out. Some people may recognize you. I'm out. May have a couple people recognize
He's
me once.
Admiral guy.
Once in a blue moon.
That's usually
right?
Actually what it
well,
is.
Well, and Mark Tauscher. But that whole thing, but like in his world, it's like totally different. Cause like, everybody in the store knew who he was, but nobody was stepping to him. Like, they were, well, one smart aleck walked by and made a comment about a sweater he was holding. But outside of outside of that fool,
I want her opinion. I say, is this.
He was asking Kay her opinion on a sweater.
I say,
is this for a boy or a girl?
Right. And some dude walks by. If you have to ask, that means it's for a girl.
Right, exactly. Says it. He wasn't even talking to the dude. Dude just offered his opinion as he walked by us.
I just slapped him up.
Right.
Kay like, just rolled her eyes like, ain't nobody talking to you.
Right, exactly. Kay wasn't very happy with that. Like, nobody's talking to me. Shut up.
But she helped me pick out a nice sweater, though.
Yeah.
Always get a woman's opinion. You won't be wrong.
But see, that's the crazy part about it is like when you get to that level, and then think about it, you know, if you're a current day athlete who's on social media and everything else, you know, you're talking about Jalen Ramsey or 12, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about Joe Philbin, but Mike McCarthy, something like that. And you're out in public in like Green Bay where you play.
Philbin said he didn't know what Twitter was. I think he was joking, though.
No, he might not. I mean,
he might not.
Come on now.
He's a little older. Well, he's a lot older. But either way, talk about these guys, I mean, you played a long, long, long time ago, and people still know who you are, but they don't say nothing. So, like, I mean, you have to be on your P's and Q's. Like, if this dude picks his nose in a store, somebody's going to snap a picture of it and put it on Twitter.
Yep.
Like, you can't be a normal dude at all.
Yeah, and she was very nice.
Yeah.
And that's when Kay texted me, and she said, where are you? I said, I left. She said, Jack's looking for you.
Yeah, and he was. But when that happened, I was like, this is crazy. Like, even if somebody just talks to him and doesn't say they know who he is, odds are they probably know who he is.
Well, Gary and I talked about this a little bit when he was talking about back in the 80s and the ability, like you said, to at least, you know, slip up. You could, if you got pulled over in Green Bay, nobody was going
to
have it over all over social media for you.
Well, good thing they didn't have social media. Now,
on his team? Could you imagine social media on that issue?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, I'm out here in the club with
Such and such, he's getting drunk.
You imagine Stills and those guys.
There's
all
pictures
have...
of him right there, just drunk 15 Heinekens.
Could you imagine Stills with Instagram back in the day? Man, get out of here.
Just think about that 82 Brewers team.
Ezra Johnson, right.
Which I love him and his wife. I
Charles
love
Martin
them.
Could have put his list on Twitter before they played
easy.
The game.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I got kicked out of the game yesterday. Who cares?
He's Facebook
NFL
Live and making
go
his list.
Kick rocks.
You really tweeted. How are you going to catch Willie Gault, dude? How is Willie Gault on your list? You ain't going to catch Willie Gault.
Jim McMahon would not be good on Twitter. Nope, ain't happening. No, it would have been – everything would have went viral back then. So
no
doubt. It came out at the right time.
It definitely did. And it saved a lot of different dudes' careers. Yeah. And who knows? You might have had another Super Bowl ring if that Dallas Cowboys offensive line would have had a social media
too. Don't make Tim upset because he could be listening.
That's what that was the exact shot that I was trying to take.
Well, that White House that they had back in the day, that would have gone – that never would have went anywhere because as soon as a couple of those pictures would have got out, what was going on inside that, it would have
been
done.
Don't need him here.
Right. Or the Love Boat? In Minnesota?
Allegedly. Yeah. I always use allegedly so we don't get sued.
That one I'll be fine with.
Sharper
that
was
still
up there. That's how I
text
Sharper.
Thing.
I said, man, what are y'all doing on this boat? He said, it wasn't me. I said, okay.
He's the wrong one to bring up about him doing anything.
Well, he was there. That's who I had his number. You know?
Nate Burleson gave an account of that on, I don't know if it was on NFL Network or something else. And he was the straight edge guy, the second year dude.
He was playing for them then?
He was playing for them. Uh-oh. And they had two boats. They had one boat where they took all the rookies on, and they had one boat where he was trying to police everybody else, be the dad. And all of a sudden they pull over, and the music's getting really loud on this other boat. And all of a sudden the couple of the rookies are leaning off the edge of the boat. Bro, it's going down over on this boat, man.
That's the boat you would be on.
That's exactly where I would have been. I would have been hanging off of there. But the worst thing is I can't swim. But
you can't swim?
No, I can't swim very well.
You got black in your family?
I just sink.
All white people can swim.
Mm-mm. Not me.
Yeah, you got some black in you.
I got like 5% or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, Rami used to always say that he wasn't white, so I can just
his driver's license.
Driver's license says he's white.
That's right.
Dude, I'll take over his spot, and I'll say that I...
Okay, good.
Nah, so that will work.
Yeah, you're a minority this week.
By the way, one of these times, I do want to get into one of the race drafts that you guys always get to have.
Oh, yeah, I got
all those
one
fun
for
ones
Steve.
That you guys get to have.
I'm holding on to it.
Because I want to help out. I want to officiate that. Yeah. But we'll get to that in a minute. I do want to get to a little bit of this Joe Philbin crazy topic that you talked about, Sparky.
Uh-oh. Brace yourself, America.
With a win on Sunday, is it Joe Philbin's job to lose?
Woo!
There's only a few different reasons why
Look
you can start
Steve
this
face.
Out.
Why are you turning red?
Because I'm reading Giannis and Chris Middleton stuff.
Oh, wait a minute. You got a back
Whoops.
And forth?
No,
I like
no,
petty
no,
stuff.
No,
I love petty stuff.
No, just go ahead. I'm not trying to sidetrack the show.
No, I love petty stuff.
I know this.
Do we have a back and forth?
Matt Velasquez tweeted out on Wednesday, both Giannis and Chris Middleton expressed frustration about not being able to find a rhythm versus Indiana. Giannis said he didn't have the ball and didn't get it back after he passed it. Chris Middleton mentioned not being able to go back to his, quote, old habits.
Okay, so read into that.
So Middleton for Kemba is what everybody's saying, right?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, you don't want your best player complaining that he couldn't get the ball back.
Well, he only put up.
He passed
how many
the ball
shots?
11.
11 shots.
Couldn't get the ball back. Didn't get back after he
That's
passed.
Why he didn't take that many shots.
Well, they played a hell of a good defense against him. Now, look, Indiana had just walls up all over the place. They were trying to block him from getting the ball. When he did get the ball, they did a great job defending him. A lot of that has to go to Indiana. All I'm saying is, reading this stuff here, is you want to make sure that Giannis, Middleton, and Bledsoe are all on the same page.
I've never
going
heard anything
forward.
Any chemistry problem this year, though, so it may be a one-off. It
right,
happens.
Just an Indiana game where good defense, you get frustrated.
Yeah.
Right. We'll
that's
just have
a team
to,
that's on our heels a little bit.
Right,
we got to beat them. We beat them already, so it's okay. It's 1-1.
We'll monitor it going forward.
Well, and they embody their head coach over there in Indiana, and they're going to get into your teeth. His name McMillan would... Mm-hmm. Chopping up out there in the Seattle Supersonics team.
How crazy is it that right now Eric Bledsoe is like your for sure thing every single night? He's
Pretty
the most
much.
Reliable
He's
player.
He's been keeping him
And he surely wasn't last year. It helps being in a contract.
Taking care of the basketball, that's the most important thing.
It helps being in a contract year.
Exactly. Same with Middleton, though.
Right.
Yep. And on a football Friday,
he could be
much
trade
more
bait,
Bucks
though.
Talk with Ryan Horvath.
He could
tonight.
Be trade bait.
But you just, did you see
bait.
What Middleton said yesterday? When asked about his slump that he's in?
Uh-oh.
He said, and I'm paraphrasing, but pretty much... Yeah. If you're a Bucks fan, you know I could do this
right
every
right.
year.
Right.
I just flat out said I'm inconsistent. I'm streaky. Yep. This is what
I
happens.
Agree with him.
Well, you can't argue it, and he knows it too.
Well, he made himself a lot of money in the playoffs last year, regardless of what happened this season. So
he's averaging 17-7. So hey, keep shooting.
And aren't there going to be times where that's applauded, where simply a dude's going to come out? Didn't Aramis Ramirez do it a couple of times when he was starting slow and said, hey, I'll find my rhythm.
Yeah,
I'll be okay.
He had slow April starts, I believe it was, for Ramirez.
I feel like what Middleton's doing, he's saying, okay, bud, you want me to give you 30-plus minutes on the defensive side. My offensive game's going to struggle a little bit. I feel like that's what's been going down, because he's been playing better defensively ever since the Warriors game.
Yeah, but you don't want to get into one of these Jabari Parker things, let people know, like, you don't choose. Just don't play defense.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Exactly.
So it may
he's
be a one
capable of playing defense.
Yeah, we've seen him play defense.
Parker's capable too, but not capable of playing to the level that Middleton's capable of playing.
Yeah.
I mean, those are two big differences. Like, Big Dog back in the day can only do so much defensively because of athleticism. Middleton can play really good defense if he wants to.
Yeah.
Jabari Parker is legitimately, I think he's what I look at, and I've said this a couple of times. He's like the really, really good host at a five-star restaurant, right? Mm-hmm. Where you walk in the door, it's the first one you see. Usually he's the first defender that you see when you're bringing mm-hmm. the ball up. They start him right there at the top of the key, and he says, shoot or pass, table or booth. Mm. Which would you like, sir, table or booth? Would you like to shoot it or pass? I'm not going to do anything, but I'll let you shoot it or I'll let you pass it. You have the decision.
He's getting a bad reputation. He needs to turn this thing around.
Second pick in the draft, 5 years in, and he can't even get
into
the rotation?
Maybe going to his next team.
Team with 5 wins?
I love the guy. I think he's a great athlete.
I had somebody tweeted at me, go through it. You had a chance one of these days. And look at the number two picks in the NBA draft for the last 20 years. Go back and look and tell me how many true superstars outside of Kevin Durant you can find that were the number two overall pick in the NBA draft. It's not exactly a laundry list of superstar players.
You get Darko in there.
At that point. There's just not that. So, I don't know. Brooklinen Sheets, you'll sleep good tonight if you have Brooklinen Sheets like I do. You can get that nice sleep too. Cozy, comfy, warm sheets on the cold winter nights. It's actually supposed to be a little bit warmer tomorrow. I think it's supposed to get to 46, 47 around the sun.
Yeah, it's supposed to be warm the weekend too. In Chicago, it's 43 degrees.
Yep, so this should be a nice weekend.
So if you're getting out of bed, Steve, and your sheets are all wrapped up and they're coming with you, should probably change. That's probably a 53 account.
I don't think I've. No.
That's just cheap. That's just cheap, man. Yeah. Come on now.
No, but that happens.
I know. Yeah, people don't think sheets are important. They don't.
And Brooklinen will change your mind on this. Treat yourself. Now, you can treat somebody else for the holidays, right? Coming up, everybody's doing their last minute shopping.
I would love somebody to buy me some Brooklinen sheets.
I was at the mall.
I've been begging for that for 3 weeks.
I was at the mall earlier today. It was packed. So if you are doing some last minute Christmas shopping, Mayfair.
Oh, you went Mayfair?
I go Mayfair all the time.
That's where the brothers go. Why are you trying to? What is that?
No, if you're gonna walk, that would be the one to walk. I would say
Mayfair.
I would agree with you. Yeah,
stay on your side, Steve. Stay in Southridge, please.
Man, shut up. I love Mayfair more.
Talking about toast like that.
Hey. So, anyways. Brooklinen Sheets. You don't got to go into a mall to go find them or nothing else. You can do it in the privacy of your own home.
On your phone, too.
Brooklinen.com, winner of the best of online betting category by Good Housekeeping. Brooklinen Sheets don't just feel amazing, but they look great, too. Mix and match over 20 colors and patterns. Plus, Brooklinen works directly with manufacturers and directly with customers. No middlemen, meaning they can give you 5-star hotel quality sheets that are affordable and easy to order. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving you an exclusive offer just for Big Show listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code SPARKY at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code SPARKY at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code SPARKY. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever.
Yeah, you really weren't kidding about this number two list of guys that have been the second pick in the NBA draft. Goodness gracious. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, Jay Williams, Emeka Okafor. Very forgettable names.
Yeah, but guys that played in the league.
Some people wanted them to go number one.
Stromile Swift made more money after basketball than he did doing
Marvin Williams, Andrew Bogut, the year Andrew Bogut got drafted. Marvin Williams went too. Yep. I wanted Marvin Williams. Glad that didn't happen. But if you look at them, there are a lot of guys on that list that play 10, 12 years in the league.
Yeah,
that were solid, but just weren't the superstar player that you think you're going to get at two. It really is not panned out.
Hall of Fame type.
Right, it just has not panned out at two at all. And if you go back to Parker's year, like we were talking about, I remember on draft night saying, you got Jay Parker or Wiggins, and I was like in my deathbed, But how is Parker going to play with Giannis? Like, they're pretty much the same position. I just don't know if this is going to work out. Embiid, if you want to roll the dice and take a gamble, could be that guy. But at two, nobody was rolling the dice on Embiid's injuries, so nobody wanted to touch it. Everybody thought it was crazy.
Good, him and Embiid.
Then you go back 2 years ago, and I'm on the air going, trade a one for Embiid. And everybody said, you're crazy. He can't stay healthy, da-da-da-da-da. But again, you just don't know when you're dealing with hurt guys whether or not they're going to rebound and live up to their potential, or if they're always going to be hurt, see the Green Bay Packers, because that's normally what happens to them from year to year. And sometimes you can roll the dice and say, okay, this guy fell to me in the draft because he's hurt. I think he'll be okay. I'm going to draft him. And you can do that if you're the Packers, if you're drafting at the end of round one. If you think it's a superstar talent that you can roll the dice with and go, if he can get healthy and he misses a full year, but then he's right, we get a steal of this draft.
That's what Jacksonville did with Miles Jack.
Exactly.
Jalen Smith, too.
Tore his knee up in Dallas, Jalen Smith. And these guys are so good. But you can do it real quick. You can structure their contract like Embiid. If he's hurt, you know, you don't have to pay him. You know, if he plays, he makes more money. You can do that.
Leroy Butler, inventor of the Lambo Leap, the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. I'm all just one person. We're here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Sports Flash right now.
Hey, good afternoon from the Master Z's WSSP Sports Update Studio. I'm Ryan Horvath. Master Z's Waukesha, your holiday shopping headquarters. Is your rec room ready for the holidays? Let Master Z's make it fun and memorable for the entire family online at MasterZ's.com. First on the fan, the Packers get set for their Week 15 meeting with the Bears this Sunday in Chicago, where Green Bay has won 8 consecutive games at Soldier Field, starting with the 2010 NFC Championship game. They have a 21-4 record in their last 25 trips to Chicago. Aaron Rodgers, 4-0 in his career as a 6-point underdog as well. That one kicks off at noon after the game. Tune into the Green and Gold postgame show with Bill Michaels and Gary Ellerson. That Packer update brought to you by Luigi's Frozen Pizza, the frozen pizza that tastes great, guaranteed. Available in quality grocery stores and taverns throughout Wisconsin. Bucks look to get back on track tonight following a 113-97 loss to the Pacers on Wednesday. They travel to Cleveland tonight, take on the 7-21 Cavaliers. The Bucks have lost 6 straight games in Cleveland. They're 1-10 in their last 11 road games against the Cavs. They look to change that tonight. Tip-off 6:30 p.m. after the final buzzer. Tune into the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show right here on 105.7 FM. The Fan. NFL news. Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz has a stress fracture in his back, an injury that could take about 3 months to heal. He's listed as questionable for the team's Week 15 game against the Rams. The Giants already rule out wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. just in time for the fantasy football semifinals. So he will be out this Sunday dealing with a quad injury, and Chiefs cornerback Kendall Fuller scheduled to have wrist surgery this morning, according to the NFL Network. No timetable yet for his return. Jaguars release veteran safety Barry Church. Major League Baseball news, Ian Kinsler has agreed to a 2-year, $8 million deal with the Padres. The update brought to you by Coach's Pub & Grill on South 13th. Coach's serving up the best roasted chicken you've ever tasted. Delicious homemade pizza, now open. Coach's on Lake to Noon. I'm Ryan Horvath, Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for your home, auto, or commercial business needs at pncinsurance.net.
Ryan Wood hit us with the you up text. So we're here, and Ryan Wood's going to join us right away here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline on a Football Friday. Packer and Bear Week, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tauschen, with Ryan Wood now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Woody, thanks for joining us, man.
Man, thanks for moving it up today. I feel like a jerk giving you guys short notice, but I appreciate it.
Hey, now, you've done stuff for us, too, so no problem. But the first question I have, did you hear anything about Milt Hendrickson being the assistant GM for the Packers? Have that floated around at all?
I haven't. This is the first I've ever heard of that. So.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
The Milt Hendrickson. I think he was over in – they tried to get him a while ago, but Ozzie Newsome
– Oh, from the Ravens.
Yeah, would not
give
him a chance.
But isn't he replacing Ozzie? Or who replaced Ozzie to begin with?
I don't know. But he was probably – a few teams is after him, and I think he's going to be the Packers assistant GM.
Here it is. It's out.
And
Packers expected to hire Ravens national scout Milt Hendrickson.
Yeah, I think he's coming in after the season.
Milt Hendrickson, Bob McGinn, I guess, put it out there to be Brian Gutekunst's right-hand man in the front office. How much more movement do you think you're going to get out of the Packers front office, Ryan, as far as adding or getting rid of people between now and the draft?
The sense that I've gotten from the Packers front office now compared to a year ago is that they're much more thinner at the top. And you look under Ted Thompson for a long time, they've had a lot of top tenants, and obviously they lost Elliott Wolf, they lost Lonzo Highsmith, and they replaced some of that with John Eric Sullivan and John Wojciechowski, but even still, I think that there's been some thinning at the top, so it doesn't surprise me at all that the Packers and Brian Gutekunst would be looking for something of a number two. I don't know what kind of role there will be, but some additions at the top doesn't really surprise me.
And it says, according to the Baltimore Sun, Hendrickson's focus with the Ravens as a regional scout was scouting offensive linemen. And Eric DaCosta will be the new general manager next year, replacing Ozzie Newsome after this year. And he was a regional scout for Baltimore. But again,
Eric DaCosta has been the longtime GM in waiting behind Ozzie Newsome. So, yeah,
right.
Makes sense.
Many teams have tried to pry him away from Baltimore, but he's been a longtime guy that's been tabbed to replace Ozzie Newsome.
Yeah, him and Gutekunst are pretty good friends, too. So that makes sense. Well, let's get to the game. I want to talk about we've been talking about all day about protection for Aaron Rodgers. They got to find the right matchup. I seem to think that Baby Tosh, what's the guy that's not playing in the slot?
Bryce Callahan.
Yeah, so they have a guy replacing him. So I expect Randall Cobb to work the intermediate areas in the middle of the field. And also I want you to comment on Jimmy Graham saying his numbers is not what he thought they was and that they're not good. Do you think they'll get him the ball down the middle?
No, Jimmy Graham flat out said, "My numbers suck." Like, yeah. That was his quote. So,
you're right.
Hard. I mean, you know, here's the thing with Jimmy Graham. I think it's like, what, third time this year he's talked the season, fourth time since he got to Green Bay. It's very rare. So I was very interested to see how Jimmy Graham would respond. I mean, what's his temperature, right? Because this season has not been – the Packers made him the highest paid – tight end league at $10 million a year in the spring, and it's not been that. And he could have played dumb. And let's put his numbers actually don't suck. I mean, they really don't. They're not great. Don't get me wrong. But he's already got more yards than he had last year in Seattle. He's averaged almost 3 yards per carry more. The big difference, obviously, at 10 touchdowns last year, he's not been that red zone threat this year with just two. But there's an argument he could have made for – yeah, the numbers are better than they were last year. And he went the opposite route. He just said flat out, like, it's been disappointing. He seemed to allude to having to do more in this Packers offense than just being a receiver and focus on being a target. He said that he has no issue with Aaron Rodgers, and I believe that. I think that his relationship with Aaron Rodgers is solid, but. The bottom line is the Packers have a really interesting decision to make with him because there's a $5 million roster bonus due next March. And next year, if they keep him on the roster, his cap hit's going to be $12.6 million. That is a ton for a tight end, way more than the production that he's gotten this year. I think it's going to be one of the more interesting decisions that they make. I mean, I really don't know which way they're going to go with it, so I'm really interested to see what happens there. But, no, Jimmy Graham, he took ownership that it hasn't been the season that he thought it would be.
And Ryan, talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football reporter up in Green Bay, and Ryan, I hate talking about the end of the season and decisions you got to make in the offseason when technically you're still fighting for a playoff spot and you have an opportunity to hold down the Bears' opportunity to clinch by getting a win in Chicago and on a team that is your most hated rival and probably the biggest rivalry in pro sports. But is there anything you think that Nick Perry can do in these last three games to keep himself in a Green Bay Packer uniform, or is that one almost already done?
He is done. Right. He's done.
He's on injury reserve.
Yeah, he's done.
So
yeah.
No, there's nothing he can do. I hate to deal in certainties because you learn real quick that you don't really, really know until you know. It comes down to what one guy in a room is thinking often, and that's how it was with Ted Thompson, and Brian Gutekunst is the same way. I would be shocked if Nick Perry was back with the Packers.
Me too.
I would be shocked. So I hate dealing with certainties. I'm not going to say 0% chance, but I would be shocked.
But isn't the hit less if they wait only one more year? I mean, they can get out relatively easily after one more year.
You're still saving money anyway. You are. And I haven't looked at this contract, but they'd be safe.
I think you get a $7 million hit next year if you cut them.
Yeah, and it was designed to have a three-year out, but you're wiping off the base salary. You're saving money against the cap. I mean, the signing bonus is prorated, and there's certain things, but you're still saving money. And they have to overhaul the position. The one guy that I can see for sure being a part of, you know, Kyler Fackrell is someone that maybe can be in the top four as far as an edge rusher next year. Now, look, I think on the right deal, Clay Matthews could come back, but it's not to be a full-time edge rusher. If he comes back on, say, a 5 to 6 year per year deal, maybe 1, 2, 3 years, I don't know the length, but if he comes back on that type of a salary, I think there's value in his early 30s as kind of a rover, a guy that plays off the line of scrimmage, a guy that can be dropped into coverage or stop the run as an inside linebacker. He's done that for a season and a half already. He's not a full-time edge rusher and a guy that demands that type of, you know, $10 million a year like he's getting now. So it's got to be the right deal. I wouldn't rule out Clay Matthews. I'd be shocked if Dick Perry was back.
Would you rule out Joe Philbin as a potential head coach of this team, regardless of what happens?
Wouldn't rule it out.
Uh-oh.
I would be surprised. I'd be very surprised because I really, really think that they're going to make an external hire. You just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I don't think they're going to the playoffs. Don't get me wrong. I didn't think they were going to the playoffs before Arizona, before that loss. So after that loss, I certainly don't think they're going to the playoffs. I will say if they win this week, it gets a little interesting because the entire NFC, behind the top five teams, behind the Rams, behind the Bears, the Saints, the Seahawks, and the Cowboys, everyone else in this conference is falling apart at the seams. I mean, it's really remarkable. And now the problem for the Packers is that they're part of the everyone else. They lost their home to Arizona. They fell apart at the seams too. But if you look at the conference, right, if they win this week, it's not completely crazy that something crazy could happen. So, they've gotten a lot of help. But with that said, you don't know what's going to happen. I'd be pretty surprised if Joe Philbin was to remove the interim from his title and be the head coach going forward.
In that same vein, if you were going to think that Joe Philbin would have an opportunity, how much backing could Aaron Rodgers legitimately have into the ear, do you believe, of Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst in this hiring process? Because you would look at the guys, and Joe Philbin would probably be the one that Aaron Rodgers, if he was going to go and put his name on a candidate, you would assume that it would be Joe Philbin.
The relationship between a head coach and the quarterback in this league is paramount, and that's not just here in Green Bay where you have a future Hall of Fame quarterback. It's anywhere. It's a head coach and quarterback league. You've got to have a good relationship between the two. So I think it matters. And Aaron Rodgers has a really good relationship with Joe Philbin, a really good one. They get along really well, I think, personally and professionally. With that said, Joe Philbin's not the only person that Aaron Rodgers can get along with. So as important as it is, there's a lot more that goes into a head coaching decision than just the relationship with the quarterback. But it is something that I think the Packers – and whoever they hire, they're going to need to be keen to, because it is going to be important.
It's a 6-point spread as the Packers go down to Soldier Field and take on the 9-4 Bears. Ryan Wood, what's your pick for this weekend?
I've got it 28-13 Bears. So, yeah, I guess I have the Bears covering. But, it'll be close. Look, I think they're going to Aaron Rodgers is not going to help the Bears defense as much as Jared Goff did a week ago. He's not going to throw four interceptions. The big plays, I don't see many of those happening, but part of being held to 6 points without a touchdown is the fact that the starting quarterback last week threw four picks. I think Aaron Rodgers takes care of the football. I think that they keep it somewhat competitive in a very low-scoring game. It's going to be one of those classic slugfests in Chicago or Green Bay late in the season where NFC North type football in December. But this is a Bears defense that just held the best offense in the league to a pair of field goals. And the Packers obviously have not won on the road this year. I don't expect that to change in Chicago.
Ryan, we appreciate your time, man, and enjoy the game this weekend.
All right, take care.
There's Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press-Gazette, PackersNews.com, and right here on the Wendy's Big Show joining us three times a week talking Packers football on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You start a renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935. How much of Thursday Night Football did you see last night, Sparky?
None.
Phillip Rivers, I believe, might have cemented his legacy as a Hall of Famer.
He's a choke. He'll choke him in the playoffs. I don't know that matters.
Two huge road wins in prime time.
Who cares? Don't care. I was having this argument with one of our listeners, Roscoe, that calls in and tweets all the time.
Sure.
And he hit me up last night about, because me and him had a conversation about the Chargers earlier. I said, dude, don't buy this team, man. This team always falls apart. There's no way they're going to close. So then last night, he's like, hey, I want some props. I told you this team was good. I said, when they get when he wins in the playoffs and doesn't choke it away, come back and we'll have this conversation. It's an impressive come from behind victory against the Chiefs. I was following the score and I saw them make the comeback or whatever else it was going on. But this dude's a choke, man. He's not going to
I wouldn't go that far.
I would just love
to name a lot more guys than that.
A lot of guys that are chokes. I'm not saying he's the only one. I'm just saying before we start anointing Phillip Rivers a Hall of Famer, let's see him do something in the postseason.
I would just love to see him get one more chance at going to the Super Bowl, not coming off of ACL surgery 3 weeks before in New England.
Right, and the thing, remember, there was no Melvin Gordon last night. I mean, they beat that Chiefs team.
They didn't play with their third.
Without Melvin Gordon.
Eckler's out. Eckler was out.
And Keenan Allen was out damn near the entire night.
I thought Danny Tomlinson was playing last night.
Yep, threw it to the two Williams.
I'm just happy he bought himself another week of work, to tell you the truth, because when his season ends, he goes home to 9 kids.
Yeah,
and so now he bought himself.
Newborn. And one another.
On, listen.
So he bought himself another week of work.
One second. Yeah. Just hold on. I'm just going to kind of interrupt quickly.
Do you have 10 kids?
We have nothing coming up here.
Get at it.
Let me explain something to you. And you're going to understand this, because you got...
I got one.
One.
That way.
We got three at home. So
not 10.
Doubt that. I've met your wife.
Okay. Just let me explain this to you. If we had millions of dollars, like Phillip Rivers' family does,
it's very
expensive. We'd probably have 10 kids. Because she'd be wanting to make a kid every time the opportunity came
up. Good for her.
Every time you win in Pittsburgh.
But she loves kids. Like, she would have a ton of kids if given the opportunity. Right. Financially, there's just no way we can have a ton of kids. But in that situation, dude's got millions of dollars. You really think that dude's going to go home and be in charge of 9 kids? Or do you think that dude's going to go home and have, like, 2 nannies and everything else all going in different directions?
I think he's the kind of guy
that watches them.
Come on, man.
And his wife watches them.
That dude's got a nanny or two, probably, helping his wife take care of all these kids.
He's got A, B, C, and D running trips in a single back formation to the left.
He's got E, F, G.
He's
real religious, so they say, man, have as many babies you want.
Fine. All I'm saying is, if you got millions of dollars, you can have a nanny helping you do everything.
You get paid big money now. You get a big contract.
There's no way. And if
I'm wrong, kids do cost a lot of money.
If I'm wrong, somebody send me a story, because they should write a story about this lady. There's no way that lady's at home taking care of 9 kids by herself for 6 months out of the year. Not a chance.
It'd be tough.
She gotta be a stay-at-home mom.
I'm not buying that, man.
That's why women, I mean, a stay-at-home mom makes, I mean, it's very valuable.
Dude, there's
watching
no way I could do it.
Huge.
No chance.
And then you forget their name, Steve. I'll be having my dogs. Hey, you, come here. Come here. What's your name again? You just forget their names.
I couldn't do it. You
know, if he can name all his kids, that's awesome.
Nope, I couldn't do it. I'd go stir
crazy.
That's
what they do when they think that he might be in concussion protocol. All right, what was your 6th kid's name?
I know, right?
Rattles it off. He's fine. Hey, go
man,
back
I don't
in.
Know.
That's why I love other people's kids. I just go
but
and
if you got
get
good
them and leave.
You got to have good grandparents. So that's free babysitting right there. Send them to grandma's house. Grandma got them covered.
That's why you listen
love
to the Wendy's Big Show. We just broke down Packers and Bears and how you wrestle in 19 kids or however many Phillip Rivers has. We're coming right back on the fan.
See you. Duggars.
It's a pick and save football Friday on the fan. So, who's going to come up with a big pick? The timely fumble recovery. We'll go around the horn for the Big Show's best defense prediction. This is the only station Packers fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Up against the top of the hour before we get to Tom Kesnick and your fantasy football questions at 414-799-1250 for week 15. We got to do Week 15's version of The Big Show Knows Defense. We have one guy that I know knows defense, so we'll save him till the end. But Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, what do the Packers defensively need to do to get a win in Chicago?
Three turnovers. I don't really know if they're going to be able to get three turnovers. But I'm going to say, just have Ryan write it all down. Horvat, write these down for us, please.
I'm already doing it.
Baby Touch can't find a pen. Okay, so three turnovers for the Packers. That's where we're at. All right, Baby T, what do you got?
I would agree with that Trubisky's going to give them the opportunity for three turnovers. But for me, you limit the amount of touches that Jordan Howard is able to have. I think that has a direct correlation to what the scoreboard says and the amount of time that you're going to be able to have the ball in Aaron Rodgers' hand. They've run Jordan Howard more than 15 times on Sunday, and I think that means that the Bears are putting a hurting on the time of possession, and they probably put a hurting on you early on the scoreboard. So I think you limit Jordan Howard to 15 carries. That means the Packers are playing with a lead. Leroy?
I would say you got to get 5 sacks, and I think they did that against the Rams. I think they did it against Buffalo. And I think another team that got 5 sacks, not to mention Kyle Fackrell. This is a game he can go off. But their offensive line is not that great. I mean, you should be able to get some pressure. But, again, flush him off his spot, have a spy or whatever. Clay Matthews and the guy, they got to get 5 sacks. They get 5 sacks, I think they'll do a very good job of winning. So if they do what we three say, because they do listen,
every week.
Have a good chance of winning.
All I can say is, as a former offensive lineman, I will cheer for every single one of those sacks, but my heart hurt when you said 5 sacks in one game. Yeah. There was one game where I was out. It was the first game that I was out after I broke my foot. Gave up 14 sacks.
Mm.
That's one of those where you burn the tape, and then you put the ashes down the toilet, and you just forget about it forever.
Is the quarterback alive or no? 14 sacks?
Yeah, his services were a couple of years ago. Sometimes, Tom Kesnick.
Sometimes it can be a sack if he's scrambling and goes out of bounds. Behind the line of scrimmage, that's a sack, too. So hopefully it was some of those.
Well, three of them he didn't even catch the football for, so that was the best part. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. You can tweet at 1057FMTheFan, hashtag Big Fantasy. Tom Kesnick answers your question next here on The Fan.